Wessels, brother and sister, JJ. St. Helena, California, May 29, 1908. Mr. Wessels, Glendale, California. Dear brother and sister Wessels, yesterday I had a very busy day, writing from the early hours of the morning until almost 8 o'clock. Besides this, I had an interview with Elder Cottrell, and this morning I praise the Lord for an excellent night's rest and freedom from pain. I am more than thankful for the strength that the Lord is giving me. I praise the Lord for His great love expressed to me. He is indeed blessing me, and I mean to use my strength prudently. I am not surprised at what you write me concerning Glendale. This institution, so near to a center of influence, ought to be appreciated. Our work is a reformatory one. Our knowledge must not be confined to that which textbooks give us. We need to have the converting power of God in our own hearts, then we shall understand how to work in Christ's lines. I am very glad that you are at Glendale because of the school privileges that your children can have. The discipline that you can give them will be of the highest advantage. In the home, there is diligent work for father and mother. By persevering efforts at home, the evils found in the schools may be largely corrected. The object of true education is that the younger members of the Lord's family may be trained in accordance with our faith and prepared for a home in the family above. Satan has used the most ingenious methods to weave his plans and principles into the work of the schools and thus gain a strong hold on the minds of the children and youth. You will have to watch and pray and believe and receive grace from the Lord to bring your children to Christ. Teach them the love of God. Teach them to fear Him and keep His commandments. Most earnest labor must constantly be given to impart the knowledge of saving grace and to bring the character into conformity to the divine similitude. Purity of soul is worth more than any other thing. It will run like a thread of gold through all the life. Prepare the minds and hearts of your children for the higher school in the courts above. If you and your dear children can obtain a fitness for citizenship in the kingdom of God, what a great victory will be gained. Be of good courage in the Lord. We may expect large things of Him. Let us glorify His name upon the earth. I expect to be at the camp meeting held at Los Angeles, and I hope to see you both there. I meant to have written a letter to Mother Wessels, but I cannot do this now. I will say to her in this, be of good courage in the Lord. I am glad you can be with your son and his family. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1. Let us praise God's name, that His mercy endureth forever.